The Flash director says he won't recast Ezra Miller in sequel despite legal troubles. By David Ng on May 31, 2023. The director of the upcoming Warner Bros. Superhero movie The Flash is standing behind gender non-binary star Ezra Miller, saying he won't recast the role in a possible sequel despite the actor's recent string of legal troubles. Andy Muschietti voiced his support for Ezra Miller in a recent interview with the Discourse podcast, during which he used the actor's preferred they/them pronouns. If the sequel happens, yes, Muschietti said when asked about bringing Miller back, according to a Variety report. I don't think there's anyone that can play that character as well as Sick did. The other depictions of the character are great. But this particular vision of the character, Sick, just excelled in doing it. The Flash producer Barbara Muschietti also backed Miller during the interview. In principal photography, Ezra was brilliant and the most committed and the most professional actor. Ezra gave everything for this role, physically, creatively, emotionally. They were absolutely supreme. As Breitbart's John Nolte reported, Miller's run-ins with the law are numerous and troubling. April 2020, alleged video of attack and strangulation of woman services. March 2022, arrested for disorderly conduct and harassment in a karaoke bar. April 2022, arrested for second-degree assault, including hurling a chair and cutting a woman's head. May 2022, arrested for disorderly conduct and threatening police officers. June 2022, accused of grooming 12-year-old girl with violence, intimidation, threat of violence, fear, paranoia, delusions, and drugs. June 2022, another accusation of grooming a 12-year-old. August 2022, charged with felony burglary. August 2022, allegations of child endangerment. But Hollywood appears to be rallying behind Miller as The Flash nears its June 16 opening day. James Gunn, who now heads DC Studios, voiced his support for Miller after joining the studio but more recently hedged his bets, telling the Associated Press, "We're just going to have to wait and see. We'll see how things go, so, you know." The news media also appear to be treating Miller with kid gloves. There are no media narratives questioning the casting of Miller or his continued association with Warner Brothers. Miller identifies as gender non-binary, saying in 2018 that he neither identifies as a man or woman and uses they/them pronouns. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.